Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And it's always especially great when I can reintroduce you, to our good friend Tim Berry. Tim is an original member of our Brain Trust. Heck, he's almost an original member of the show. Not too many people other than me who were here before he was. And he's the founder of Palo Alto Software, which is a great producer of Business Plan Pro. He is the world's guru on business planning, folks. He wrote all the books, including the 21st century version of business planning, which is what he calls the Plan As You Go business plan. And he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to be with you. Thanks.
Good to have you back, Tim. As always, thanks again for all the years you've been a great contributor to not only to us but to small businesses in general. Tim, you've got some stories you want to tell us today, don't you?
Starting with why stories are important.
Yes.
Yeah. I call it three stories on which your strategy depends.
Ah.
Every business has its stories, and there's three that I use sometimes to help people figure out what their strategy is. Usually, your strategy is there, and it's what you're doing, whether or not you've set that out in words somewhere and thought it through. There mm-hmm. is the strategy of what happens.
Well, I'm glad you used the word strategy, and as you may know, as my audience knows, for the last several years, we've been spending as much time as we can on strategy. And the way I define strategy, and I think it's important to help people understand this, small business owners need to understand that strategy is important to their future. And you know, when I think of things that aren't strategy, I think of, you know, executing in the trenches, buying and selling, helping customers, you know, making sales and collecting the money. That's executing. That's the management part of the business. But that's not helping you get to where, that's not helping you with a vision thing. It's not helping you to get where you need to go. And that's where the strategy comes in, doesn't it?
Yes. And story, I think, is a particularly powerful way to deal with certain kinds of truth that don't come mathematically. They don't come through algorithms. They don't come from formulas, but they can still be very true. Humanity has a lot of stories that tell us a lot of truth.
Right.
And I think that's true of strategy, too.
All right. Well, talk to us about the first story.
Such as, the first one of these three is the story of the buying event.
The buying
event.
And
that's the story of an imagined best possible customer wanting or needing something. How does this person find your business? What do they get when they buy from you? You want to describe that in detail. Like if I'm selling business plan software, I can tell you how somebody wants to do the business plan and why, and they're struggling with certain mechanics, and so they end up on the web and they find this, and then they buy. There's the story of the buying event. It tells you about the person, the need or want that they're satisfying. It tells you how they find it and what they pay and how it solves their problem.
Is this similar to quantifying, identifying, revealing your profile, your customer profile?
That's half of that story, because it does talk about the customer profile. But it's also in the customer profile how they find you, what they get from you. So many mm-hmm. of us forget that classic what business you're in thing, where the railroads were in the business of moving stuff, and
right.
they thought it was transportation.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and the story of the buying event includes what that person gets. If I sell perfume soap on Valentine's Day, I'm selling something different than if I sell soap in volume
right.
at Costco.
Well, and the guy who sells tires is really selling peace of mind for the families who ride on his tires.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that story contains both the need and the how it's satisfied. And in that, you've got your key buyer, your description of your market, target person in a way, and you've also got how they find you. That's one story.
So the story you got to, the first story that Tim's talking about, folks, is identifying and connecting with the people who you'll do business with, and that's you cannot get that. You can do some research in the trenches. You can find some indicators in the trenches, but if those people are moving, if they're shifting, if they have new expectations that are evolving, you can't see that in the trenches. You got to get up to an orbit and do the strategy thing, which is what Tim was talking about earlier. When we come back, Tim Berry's going to talk to us about the second story that you need to know in order to make sure that your strategy is aligned with customers. 20 till. Stay with us. I don't know why
they don't explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.